This is Michael Johnson. We're here at TICON East in Boston, and it is the first big morning of the conference here. And we're here with an interesting person I just ran across. Her name is Shino Chacko, and welcome to the podcast, Shino.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you're part of a pretty interesting organization, which has some... Tell me a little bit about it. It's part of Ashoka, is the greater branch organization, right?
Right. Ashoka is an organization that supports and encourages social entrepreneurs throughout the world. It's actually been around for 25 years. And our CEO and founder, Bill Drayton, founded Ashoka in order to really promote the field of social entrepreneurship. He went throughout the world, identified these amazing people who were doing, they had amazing companies that impacted specific social needs throughout the world. What we call them now Ashoka Fellows, identified a specific need within their own community, developed an impactful solution. And it was a solution that could be scaled beyond their community to the country, the world. We currently now have over 1,700 fellows, Ashoka fellows throughout the world, who are being supported by the organization to scale up their current projects, whether it's a farming solution in Brazil, whether it's education in India. What Ashoka does is we provide support and we connect them to a larger community of social entrepreneurs.
Well, what's the importance of it? Because we're here at, you know, it's an entrepreneurs conference, but I think when most people think about that, they think more about for-profit. Why don't we define social entrepreneur first as well?
So it's one of those things that there are several definitions. Social entrepreneurs are those who identify a social need in their community and develop a impactful solution that's a sustainable solution. And an example of a social entrepreneur is, which is probably one of our famous persons, is Muhammad Yunus and the Grameen Bank, which started the concept of microfinance. And microfinance has now blossomed beyond Bangladesh into India and to throughout the world and into the U.S. now. It started with small loans of the equivalent of a few dollars and with a repayment rate higher, 100% almost, much higher than anything we've seen in commercial lending. This concept of microfinance has just blossomed, and Muhammad Yunus is truly a social entrepreneur. He's identified that need, developed a solution, and then scaled up to impact the entire world. So.
And what does Ashoka or your particular branch do? You know, you work for one of the companies,
right,
that's under the umbrella.
Right, and it's more just a division or a department. One of the initiatives of Ashoka is to further the academic research and curriculum development for social entrepreneurship in throughout the world, actually, so in the academic field. So what I specifically am working on is working with universities throughout the world and providing resources for curriculum development at both the undergrad and graduate level in social entrepreneurship. Also fostering a place for researchers in social entrepreneurship to share their ideas, meet with other researchers, and share what they're finding. We are currently working with Oxford University, NYU, Harvard, Berkeley, Stanford, many of the Western universities, as well as moving into India and Europe and Brazil, and taking their knowledge and being able to share some of this knowledge among the other academic community, students, researchers, teachers. It's becoming this movement of more and more social entrepreneurship being taught in schools. And we see a lot of similarity between the two groups. I mean, one is looking at a return which is financial, and we're looking at a return that is social.
Do you find that it's lacking a little bit, or that people just aren't aware of sort of, or remembering to include sort of that end of entrepreneurship and deal with the nonprofit side? Or do you find that there's a good awareness of those kinds of needs?
I don't think there's enough awareness of the needs of the citizen sector. I also think that one thing that especially organization like TAI can do, and a lot of the attendees at this conference, is to be aware of that, to be able to see that some of the skill sets they're using passionately for these for-profit organizations, they can utilize also in other ways. You know, it's a industry almost that is not seen, and it is available, and it is definitely needing a lot of the intelligence, the passion, the drive that we see in the entrepreneurship world. And the social returns that we're seeing, the changes in the economies of Brazil, India, Bangladesh, from the social entrepreneurship have actually allowed for more of a fuller economy to exist in these in these countries.
Well, if people would like to meet them, at least maybe online, do you guys have a website? Is there a website for your particular organization?
Yes.
And for Ashoka in general?
It's www.ashoka.org.
And maybe we can spell Ashoka.
It's ASHOKA.org. And that will, there is also a DVD that we have that actually highlights 16 of the social entrepreneurs and how they got to where they are, what they have done. A lot about their leadership and how they've overcome a lot of obstacles. That's also available on the website. And there's a book called How to Change the World by David Borenstein that also highlights a lot of what social entrepreneurs have done over the past several years. If you're interested in the academic research side and building curriculum development, www.universitynetwork.org. We'll provide a lot of these type of resources as far as, you know, what you could teach for academics, student contests for social entrepreneurs, what type of work is being done in the field right now.
Okay. Well, it sounds fascinating, and I wish you a lot of luck with it.
Thank you.
Because it certainly sounds like the good sort of, I think, counterbalance to, I think, a lot of the, certainly the for-profit entrepreneurship, but a lot of that energy clearly can go in other directions as well. I've been speaking today with Shino Chaco, who is working with Ashoka, the greater umbrella organization Ashoka, and again, the name of your particular division?
It's the Global Academy for Social Entrepreneurship.
I'm glad you said that. Thanks for being with us on the podcast today, and good luck at TICON.
You're welcome. Thank you.